Borough Mayor Council for Monday, October 22nd, 2018. And it's been our tradition here for many, many years. I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on tonight's agenda is the approval of the executive session minutes of October 9th.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve by Councilmember Goyas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. But the record show that motion passed 4-0 and that all councilmembers present except for Councilwoman Purnell. Okay. Next is the statement of closure for the October 19th meeting was for three reasons under the Maryland Open Meetings Act. First, to discuss the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials over whom this public body has jurisdiction, or any other personnel matter that affects one or more specific individuals. The second was to discuss public security if the body determines that the public discussion would constitute a risk to the public or to public security, including the deployment of fire and police services and staff, the development and implementation of emergency plans. And third, before a contract is awarded or bids are open, to discuss the matter directly related to a negotiating strategy or the contents of a bid or proposal. If public discussion or disclosure would adversely impact the ability of the public body to participate in the competitive bidding or proposal process. Okay. Next is approval of the executive session minutes of October 15th.
Motion to approve.
A motion to approve the special executive session minutes for Monday, October 15th by Councilmember Goyas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Motion's passed 4-0. The reason for the closure under the Maryland Open Meetings Act was to discuss public security if the public body determines that public discussion would constitute a risk to the public or to public security, including the deployment of fire and police services and staff and the development and implementation of emergency plans. Okay. Now we're up to the regular session of minutes of October 9th.
I have one change.
Sure.
Number four, where it says Mr. Girardi and Joseph Moore presented information. And then further down, it says Council Member Tyndall expressed concerns regarding the potential effect of the total number of EDUs. I believe Mr. Moore will wait.
Take a breather.
Coffee break. Member Tyndall expressed concerns. I think it should read something along the lines of Mr. Moore citing previous concerns from Council Member Tyndall in his presentation.
Okay. That's it.
You see that, Kelsey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's my only change.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Now we have a motion to approve. Who's making the motion with the correction made by Councilman Tyndall?
Motion with correction.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the regular session minutes of October, Tuesday, October 9th, with the correction stated by Councilman Tyndall.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. All right. Next on our agenda is the presentation, which will happen each quarter through the rest of this year and in following years, where the Berlin Fire Company makes a quarterly financial report to the mayor, council, and to the public. And so who's coming forth to make the presentation? Thank you.
Good evening.
And just introduce yourself, even though we all know each other.
So, Fire Chief Jimmy Caron, Berlin Fire Company.
Berlin Fire Company President Dave Fitzgerald.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Good evening. We're going to start with the EMS report first. I'll let the chief go through the operational items. I've been slightly trained on the clicker.
There you go. All right. As of July 1st through the 30th of September, our in-town EMS calls have amounted to 250 calls. That's roughly about 52% of our total calls. The transports have been, between that time period, 185, and the non-transports have been 65, so that either been just a lifting assist or some sort of medical where they didn't need any type of further medical assistance. Some of our busiest days are usually the weekend, Saturday through the Sunday, around 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. The greater number of calls, which we've had before extra personnel on in years past, is usually around 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the weekends? Or is that on a weekday?
No, all throughout the entire week.
Okay.
So on that 7-day period.
Very nice.
So, again, this is our first report, so bear with us, and we're welcome for comments while we're doing it or afterwards so we can get better each time. To start with the EMS revenue, our annual donation so far for the year, of course, it's very low, 0.69%, and that's because we don't send those out until November, so we'll prepare those for mailing, and those are the donation drive that goes out to everybody in the district where they can donate, and that relieves them of their co-payment for their ambulance bill. Our invoices, we're right on target with that. We're about 24.5%, so we should be at 25%, so we're pretty close on that. Last year, our company advised us that we were about an 88% collection rate for last fiscal year. Our county funds, we received 100% of our runs. And as the county funds, just to remind and let everybody share everybody with the public, is when we get our county grant funds, they are a reimbursement of last year's cost. So the county is always 1 year behind. And the reason is you need those statistics. So we have received 100% of that, of those funds, $122,930 were for in-town calls. The town funds, well, I know you're going to consider the contract tonight. And we've agreed upon a schedule for disbursement. Anybody have any questions on the revenue? So our expenses, and that's what I tried to do, is anywhere where I thought there was a highlight or a variance, that's what I decided to bring to everybody's attention. So office supplies, you'll see we're at 65%. And again, we're only one quarter in the year. We're not alarmed at that because that's the account. We bought new tablets, so they're a small little tablet. Computers that are in the ambulances that helps the paramedics get to where they're going, gives them the call, gives them the mapping directions and things like that. So we're not alarmed that we're at 64.3%.
Do these replace the MCTs that used to be in the ambulance, or are these in conjunction with?
We got rid of the MDTs a couple years ago, and this is our second go-around tablets. They won't last quite as long, but they're certainly very less expensive. Instead of spending $4,000, we're only in the hundreds. Okay.
Do they connect a little bit easier?
Yeah.
Connected through what, Verizon wireless.
Plus, they're also smaller now, more of a handheld that you can take them in and out and use those more appropriately now, more functional.
Thank you.
So, So to add on what the chief just said, we do have a computer in the back of the end. It's a smaller, tough book, because now we're on electronic recording where the patient can sign and refuse. Everything's going paperless, so as much as we can. Professional fees, we're at 95% of the budget. We already know we're going to exceed our estimate, because it had to be an estimate. And that's because we're forming a new EMS corporation. Of course, we've had contract negotiations with town, so we know we're going to exceed that that budget. The largest expense of our budget, 91% of our budget, everybody realizes, is for career personnel. We're at 25.96% of the budget, so we're not alarmed. Just right at 25%, so where we need to be. Medical expenses, maintenance, and repair. We're at 122%. We're well over that budget. We had a $10,302.48 repair to our heart monitors that was unexpected, but these are the monitors that are used on every call that the patient needs to have their heart monitored, so we certainly could not defer that repair. So that was an emergency that we had to, and we'll have to monitor through the year other accounts where we can possibly save money to move forward. Insurance, not a large variance, but 107%. That's because we were $582 over the estimate that the insurance company provided for the year. Ambulance, vehicle maintenance and repair, we're at 55%. Reason for that, we have all of our annual DOTs in September and the annual services. And then we had a $3,600 repair to our oldest ambulance. The turbo on the engine went up, and that's certainly an unexpected repair. So that completes the EMS. So I'm going to get my fire out of that. Sorry. EMS. All right, we'll switch over to fire. Give us just a second.
You have your place. You want me to continue?
I'm okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. We'll jump
I didn't wasn't trying just to look mine mainly at you. You were looking at me.
Okay. So we'll jump into the
paying attention.
That was the EMS. So we'll get into the fire rescue.
All right. The fire and rescue portion of this is just strictly the fire response between July 1st and September 30th of this year. Our in town responses have been 73. That's roughly about 43% of the calls total that we've had thus far in that time period. Again, you'll kind of see a trend. The busiest days are around the weekend time, the Friday and Saturday, and around the 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And that's kind of a variance on travel time of people coming to the beach. A lot of times in the summertime, that's usually a big call volume time for us. And then the 12 noon to 7 p.m. time period with more fire calls.
With the fire company, the same thing, just review the revenue. Very pleased with this. All we can do is thank our donors for this. We put out a donation drive in July of each year. We budget based on what we get in the years or a couple years past, and we have well exceeded that number. And again, all we can do is thank our donors for well over doubling what we had budgeted for our donations. Fundraiser, we did have one fundraiser during the quarter. The 5K run in September, we're still reconciling the books on that. It rained, so we're still working with the vendor, try running to reconcile that account. Our county funds, we're at 50% of our county grant because of, they pay either July or August or January or February, so we're at 50% of that. And then the town funds, we're just awaiting the contract, and as we said before, it'd be dispersed according to the agreement.
Excuse me.
So on the expense side, building maintenance and repair, that's showing 35%. We're not alarmed because in July we pay all of our annual maintenance fees for the year, all of our service
Dave,
contracts. Sir?
You said the county grant was 50%. You have received 50% of what was budgeted?
We received 50% of the the taxpayer county grant.
The amount budgeted was 484.
Okay, and including that, so I can clarify, what you got a very good question, Mr. Burrell, is we get $250,000 from the tax county grant. Also, we get an out-of-town run county grant, and that's where I was referring to the 50%. So okay. I apologize if I confused council there.
Okay.
So as far as the entire county grant, we only have 25%. We get the out-of-town run money as soon as we finish up some paperwork. And what that is the inventory of the apparatus. The chief has those forms. They've just been issued to us. So once he completes the apparatus inventory, they'll be able to release those funds to us. So I apologize if I confused you on that. The expenses, again, just finishing up building maintenance and repair, we're not too alarmed that it's at 35% because of all of our contracts at the beginning of the year. The office supplies, the same situation. We're at 51%, not alarmed, because the tablets had to be replaced in the fire engines as well. Got those on a replacement cycle every 4 years so that they're up and running, because they're an important piece of equipment to make sure they're operating. Communication, professional fees, rather low, only at 1.4%. We don't have the invoice yet for Mr. Moore and Mr. Berge on the fire side yet, so we expect that number to jump in the second quarter, and we'll provide you an update then. Communications at 67%. We're not alarmed at that. That's our annual pager purchase. We do have a concern that we may go over in that account unless we get something worked out with the county. They've not supplied any fire company with spare batteries or spare equipment with this new radio system. All the fire companies are facing this, so we'll be approaching the commissioners again after the election cycle to see if they're going to supply those items to us. Fire prevention, we are going to exceed our budget. You'll see that in next quarter's report. The committee that we have that does fire prevention, we'll let the chief speak a little bit to that if he'd like, is we have a large number of facilities in Berlin, all these daycares and schools, and they put a large demand on that committee. They do a good job of going out. A lot of them have to take off work. But
So the plan is to reduce that next year because of the large amount of students that we have between Worcester Prep and Buckingham, as well as the Head Start and a few other small daycares of that nature. So the plan is take a little bit of different approach next year as far as the company officers, the chiefs and stuff are going to work with the Fire Prevention Committee to reduce that and just not hand out as many items to more so than the schools itself, not the Head Starts and those types of facilities. So we're going to reduce that down and come up with a better way to attack fire prevention a little bit better and more efficiently next year.
Our apparatus maintenance, we're below the 25%, but the only reason I want to mention it is there during those inspections there were some repairs found, and the company was in our firehouse just about 2 or 3 days last week, so I know that when that bill comes, that will jump that account pretty substantially, is what we believe, in the second quarter. Fuel, we're slightly higher than the 25%. It's just we priced the gallons for it to go up, but the gallon dollar per gallon, but we've also noticed the gallons is going up just because our call volume has increased somewhat. Fire equipment maintenance and repair. Same thing, we've got everything now back on September schedule. So now every September everything is being maintained. We do that for cash flow purposes. We'd rather find out repairs and things at the first part of the fiscal year than the end. So that's why 57% of that budget is spent already. They did find some repairs. We had some Hurst hoses, which those are the jaws of life, what people refer to. They need to be repaired. They would not pass the test, so that was an additional repair expense. Physicals in gym, we're not concerned that that's at 43% because we do most of that in September. The physicals are just about all completed for the members that are required to have the physicals, and we offer the gym memberships that we're required to offer. They'll be paid throughout the end of the next two quarters. New fire apparatus, we're right on track with that. The engine's been delivered. They're installing things on that now. And then our building improvements, it's at zero just because the foyer project has not started yet. And just to remind people, that's to replace all the glass in the floor to brick that in, make the building more sound, proof. It was built in 1965, and since 1965, I think they've had water leaks, just a poor design, so that's being corrected. And then the other two major projects are the roof and the boiler. Sorry, I went to somebody else's spot.
Jimmy.
So that concludes the fire company.
Any questions for either David or Jim? Excuse me. Thank you very much for the presentation. I like the format. I think it's very easy to follow, and we appreciate the time that's being put into it. We look forward to the next quarterly report, which I believe was
be in January after the quarter ends.
After the holidays.
Yes.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Okay. Next, we have two contracts with the for these are contracts for services with the Berlin Fire and Rescue, which most of us generically call the Berlin Fire Company, and the second is the agreement with the Berlin Fire Company Emergency Medical Services, as most of us call EMS. Excuse me. The contracts are for fiscal 2019, which is what we're in, for the golly, I'm really sorry. I've had this cold for 3 weeks, and sometimes I win, and sometimes it does. For the Berlin Fire Company, the amount that's included in the contract for services for fiscal 18 is a total grant from the town of Berlin of $250,000 paid in quarterly increments of $62,500. These payments are, again, after tonight, assuming everything is passed as anticipated, the first payment would be within a day or two, just as fast as the checks can be processed. The second payment will be on or before January 31st. The third payment on or before April 30th. And the fourth and final payment would be on or before July 31st. And each of those payments, $62,500 for the total amount of $250,000 per year. For the emergency medical services, the contracted amount is a total of, let's see, I've got to somewhere. I don't have all those notes.
Right. For the
four payment.
Emergency medical services, $355,000.
Thank you. It's the total for the fiscal year 2019 is $355,000 for emergency medical services provided by the Berlin Fire Company. And these, again, are all paid in the same schedule as for the fire and rescue services, but the amount each quarter is $88,750. We have been working for months on first determining what it was we needed to create a partnership relationship with the Berlin Fire Company. We learned a lot along the way. We had a lot of very open and very candid discussions. I thought that each discussion built on the previous one. And I think that as we learned a lot about fire and rescue services and EMS, I think the fire company learned a lot about our fiduciary duties as a municipality for extending taxpayer-funded grants. And this was, a process that we do not have to start at the beginning. I think that on both sides, we anticipate that we're going to be continuing to work together, that each year we'll tweak I don't think it's going to require any kind of, you know, I'm not anticipating any kind of major restructuring of the agreements or any of that. But as we go, we'll tweak. Just like tonight, the fire company gave their initial reports. If we have additional questions or information, we'll just provide it, and you know, or ask, and they'll provide it. And the whole idea here is what I think we all have been working towards, which is total transparency and accountability for the taxpayer-funded grants to this organization, which provides an essential service to the residents and property owners of town of Berlin. And all this also is sought to, excuse me, to guarantee the level of services we've all come to expect, also recognizing that costs are, particularly in EMS services, are growing faster than they used to. And what it will bring in the future, none of us knows. No one has a crystal ball. But we thought that the first place to start was to have a good work relationship that strives, and I think will become very clear over time, a partnership. Realize everybody can't agree on everything all the time. If that happens, I know that I've died and gone somewhere. But we all agree, and in the community, when we're working with people, regardless of what the issues, is that if we keep working together, we'll eventually find a good place. And I think these contracts tonight is a very good place to begin. Does anyone have any comments or suggestions?
Do you need two separate motions, or can they be motioned together?
We've got it set up as one motion. You can just
a motion to approve 2018-28.
Okay. Excuse me. We have a motion by Councilmember Zach Tindall to approve motion 2018-28, which is the approval of contract for services between the Berlin Fire Company and the Town of Berlin for fire and rescue and emergency medical services. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. Vote. Let the record show the vote is 3-1, with Councilmember Purnell as not in attendance. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Number 3 on our agenda, excuse me, is a public hearing on ordinance granting Sandpiper Energy Incorporated, Delaware Corporation, a franchise for the right to lay pipes, conduit, conductors, and other appurtenances. Okay, other stuff.
Yeah.
Extend, maintain, repair, and operate facilities in the public ways to distribute and sell natural gas to the public in the town of Berlin, and limiting the time within which and specifying certain conditions under which said franchise may be exercised. Do you have anything to add to it? It's been discussed quite a while.
It's been discussed. We talked about it a little bit at the first reading. They've met the condition of the side letter that we discuss with them in terms of the repairs to their facility.
Great.
On Aldershot City Boulevard. So I think we're ready to have the public hearing.
Okay. Ready. Like a call public hearing on Ordinance 2017-08, which is the next franchise agreement, which would be with Sandpiper Energy. It's the renewal with some modifications of the minor modifications of the franchise that we've had that goes back to the days when it was called Eastern Shore Gas, and now it's Sandpiper Energy. Same company, just now in its current corporate structure. Does anybody have any comments they wish to, or comments or questions they wish to make regarding this renewal of this franchise? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing. Public hearing is now closed. And does anyone wish to take a motion or present a motion regarding this?
I have a question.
Sure.
The agreement is exclusive for Sandpiper?
It is exclusive.
And what is the reason that we would provide an exclusive agreement to?
Well, the reason is, first of all,
I'm just trying to gain clarity.
No problem. I don't know. In the days past, the agreements pretty much were just renewed. in reality, if this franchise was to cease, then the new franchise operator providing natural gas service to the town would either have to buy the all the pipes and the infrastructure that allows this to happen, or it would have to be removed and replaced. So from a practical matter, it's only for the term of the contract, but the term of the contract needs to be long enough so that it's financially feasible for the utility to do business. On the other hand, it has to be have a termination date so that we can tell if we feel like this, the service is not only satisfactory, but it's safe, you know, being responsive to folks. And excuse me, at least in this town, we have received very few complaints or problems regarding natural gas service, at least to my knowledge, and to Laura's. I don't know if anyone here has received it. I haven't heard of any. But it's just as a practical matter. It's not uncommon. It's probably default for, I'm going to guess, at least, 90-some percent of these utility companies. It's not anything unique or different. It's just probably unique to us because we've been dealing with an old contract from way back then. Yes, any
questions?
Motion to approve that. Okay. We have a motion to approve. Ordinance 2018-07, which is granting Sandpiper Energy Incorporated a franchise, exclusive franchise agreement to serve residents and businesses of the town of Berlin. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. And again, the council passed the ordinance 3-1 with Councilmember Tindall opposed. Councilmember Purnell in absence. All right, thank you very much. Next is number four, is the first reading of, of repealing the ethics provisions that we currently have in our town charter and replacing it with new ethics provisions. And Laura, if you'll kind of explain the context of how this happened, because it's basically we're following the the state law that was changed in the last legislature, and you can tell them how long it took to
get
back.
I'm going to graciously ask our town attorney to help me out with this one, since sure. He was the lead on making the changes.
Well,
thank you, Dave.
What happened when we enacted our present ethics ordinance, I guess 4 or 5 years ago, that was mandated by the state of Maryland, and what the legislature did was they tweaked the state requirements, which then requires us to introduce this ordinance that meets the state requirements. And it does, because I sent last February, I drafted this and sent it on to the State Ethics Commission. Was told that it would be put on their April agenda for approval, and I never heard from them again until just about 2 weeks ago when I inquired.
Somewhere, Berlin, Germany, man.
That no one ever received. So here we are.
And again, from my reading of this back then and then more recently, it doesn't affect anything directly that for any of the mayor and council here.
No,
maybe. Which is kind of meaningless because I don't know how many people come to everyone else's house, but it's kind of like open house at my house all the time. And that's part of being in a small town, and we're not complaining.
There are certain financial disclosures which are no longer required to be made, but they're not really. It's really nothing other than some minor changes.
Yeah, for the record, I sent this to the Ethics Commission, so they got to take a look at it as well. I invited them to come to the meeting tonight, but I don't see anybody.
But they reviewed it since their reappointment.
They basically instantaneously after I got it from Dave, I sent it over to them because we really just got it, what was that, last week, I think. So.
But we haven't had any suggestions or concerns from them.
No.
I don't know.
No concerns from them.
Okay. Ready?
If this is approved, do we, when we redo our financial disclosures, is that when it would take effect, or would we update our financial disclosures now, or how's that work?
That would be for next year.
Yeah.
For next year's? Okay.
So I would suspect the state would be updating their forms. We'll update our forms.
Very nice.
Excuse me.
Motion to approve.
Okay.
First reading. Okay. Sorry.
All right.
I'm a little early.
That's okay. The intent was a positive one. Okay. Thank you. All righty. Next item four on the agenda is an ordinance
item motion.
Five. Okay.
Yeah.
Item five. Where is it?
It's a motion approving the mayor's council schedule. And town holiday schedule.
Okay. Does anybody have that? I don't have that in my packet.
The second to last
sheet. Second to last.
It's in the way, way back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Third to last. Yes.
Okay. Third to the last. You got to put this together.
Oh, there. You know what?
I see it.
I'm very bad with things on the back. I know you're saying things.
I am. But I'm going.
I know this is going to be people really upset. It would really help if they were on the separate sheets.
Okay.
Because when I'm going through it's turning.
Yeah.
It just tonight I had two or three times it's been kind of chaotic and I'd want to run a smooth meeting, and it costs a few more. I'll buy a reamer paper or whatever.
I'll sell you one.
But I hope there'll be a reasonable discount.
A little bit.
Yeah. That needs to be disclosed.
I'll put it all there.
Is this basically following the same format that we
followed?
It's
typically following the same format. I guess the big difference here is Mary's on vacation. Normally she would be the one talking about it. She puts it together. But it's following the typical schedule. And then after this, we do the bulk pickup and yard waste pickup schedule.
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Do we normally exclude the holiday before Christmas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We should. And that's a good time.
I think we did that last year as well.
Why don't we make an amendment for this year, since we're formally approving it, that we simply cancel the December 24th scheduled meeting and our December
23rd. The 23rd.
Yeah,
the
23rd,
24th, and 25th are off. Not any one of those dates, I think we should just cancel that meeting up front rather than leave people. And that way the town administrator, folks from the outside, the public, everybody knows we're just not having.
So you want to modify, if I could just make sure I understand, so you're modifying this proposed schedule to delete the Monday, December 23rd meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm saying in a very long-winded way.
Motion to approve with the corrections or deletions.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Next is Motion 2018-30, a motion approving an agreement with Republic Services for single stream recycling services. And Jane, are you going to lead us through this?
Yes, Mayor and Council. We also have Dave Wheaton here. I don't know if you recognize him, but.
Yes, yes. Come on down.
Where is he?
Yeah, there he is. Oh, that's cool. Looking very dapper and very cool. Thank you. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Dave's been doing a lot of work and research on the recycling for several reasons, and I'm not going to speak for him. I'll let him do the talking, but I think once he explains himself, you'll understand why we're here.
Well, I really think we need to go to a single stream recycling, not for the individual residential pickup, but for the building we have at the public works yard. The building is getting dilapidated, and the bins are old, and there's such a large amount of recycling there now that, like for instance today, it took two men all day long to sort out all the recyclables. carry what was good to the landfill recycling building, and then the rest went in a garbage truck. A lot of it that we get is garbage. It's not really recycling.
Give them some instances, for instance.
Yeah. With the single stream, everything, cardboard, plastic, everything goes in one dumpster. The garbage company comes and takes it. They dump it, bring their dumpster back, and the garbage company separates it. So we'll have, other than cleaning up around the dumpster, we'll have virtually no manpower.
Wow.
They can, you know, the guys can be off doing something else. So we have some pictures, Laura, did they?
They're up there on their screen.
Good. Those are some of the things we come to on Monday morning.
Kelsey picked out the best of the bunch.
Luckily today it wasn't like this, but on days where we have a holiday on Monday, we always have to call people in to clean all that up. Well, that's a lot of overtime.
Yeah.
So I think if we could try the single stream, I think we might find that hopefully it would work out maybe cheaper with the single stream than it does the way we're doing it now.
Because the way we're doing it now, it ties up resources and manpower, and sometimes you have to use overtime.
Yes.
So you are suggesting the single stream because it could save the town some money, and it is a more efficient way of separating these recyclables.
Yes, I believe it is.
If there are no questions from the council.
I do have one. Isn't the proposal, is it also to move the recycling, in other words, eliminate the recycling that's currently on William Street?
That's correct, yes.
Could you explain a little bit about that?
The building and the bins on William Street would be taken away.
Yeah.
And it would be then, where would people take the recycling?
There will be a sign put up on William Street directing them to go to the Range property by Berlin Falls, and we'll fix an area there to put the recyclable dumpster.
The former Range property.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, we call it that shorthand. Yeah, it's part of Berlin Falls Park.
Exactly, right. Yes.
So it's immediately behind, that property, for those who are not familiar with that, is immediately behind Cropper's towing service. But in the Berlin Falls Park property.
I think it will be a good thing, and you know, if we could try it, that would be terrific, and hopefully it'll work out good.
Thank you for proposing something like this.
Yes.
Will the receptacles or containers change or anything? Are they still the same?
They're just a standard 30-yard dumpster, and the garbage company will bring them in. They'll haul them. We don't have to haul them.
Okay.
They'll take care of them. The only thing we'd have to do is clean up the area around the dumpster. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
I've got a clarification for Dave. So it's going to be hauled by a recycling company, right? And it's going to go up to a recycling center in Delaware.
Yes, Republic Services will be hauling it.
Right.
They'll be providing the service. Yeah.
So the contract you have in the packet is for those services. We estimate, as Dave pointed out, that this will be a little... should be a little less expensive than what we're doing right now in terms of labor, equipment, and fuel. We believe we can actively, I'm sure Josh and Charlene will write a little article about it in the paper, and we've got the signs that you can see in front of you, and we also will put this in our electronic newsletter, which will go out on the 1st of November. So we'd like to make this effective hopefully November 5th if Republic Services can move that quickly.
Any questions or comments?
Sounds like a winner.
Move to approve with F Republic can facilitate starting as soon as November the 5th. I move to approve staff's recommendation.
We have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve the new town recycling station on what is generically called the old Rain property at Berlin Falls Park, and removing the recycling containers that currently are in front of the municipal electric power plant on William Street, and that that the contract would be entered with Republic Republic Services, and on the basis that Dave Wheaton from our Public Works Department has shared with us. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. It's very timely. I appreciate you coming up with a great solution. And I guess recycling keeps changing. You know, it's not what it was in the 90s. And then it changed again a few years ago. Now it's changing again. So I'm glad you're being very responsive and proactive. And we very much appreciate it.
If we could have you come back to us in February sometime.
Sure.
Just to let us know how it's going.
Sure.
We would appreciate it.
And if you could also maybe take a look at the household recycling and whether that's something that we could switch to a one-bin system as well.
Sure.
I think we might be able to get more participation if we don't have the homeowners sorting.
Yeah,
well,
good idea. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice job.
I did too, but if we can get to one bin, I'd love it. I'll even post.
Very cool. And Dave, but you want to take...
Dave,
I just want to take this opportunity to also thank you for all the work you've done out at Berlin Falls Park in preparing that and getting that community, that property in shape to become, and as it is becoming, a cleaned up and more attractive looking property, and all the work that you'll continue to do. As we really make work,
it's an ongoing project.
Yes, it is. But I see you out there, you and your folks working a lot, and we appreciate that.
It looks good. I walk that several times a week. Looks very good out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next are our departmental reports. First is Finance Director Natalie Salee.
Good evening. I have a couple of things. We're finishing up finally our audit for fiscal 18. Still have a couple of things working with auditors, but basically just informational items for the statements. They should be coming sometimes at the end of November with presentation. We should be getting our audited financial statements sometimes in December. When I get the certain dates, I will pass it on to you. We're also getting ready for holiday season, and as our tradition in the past, we were required by the Maryland Public Service Commission to provide energy assistance to all of the citizens of the town of Berlin. We're no longer have that requirement, but as a tradition, we carry this on year to year. We send a letter basically asking or advising all the residents, and this letter is going in state and out of states, basically, who has a property in the town of Berlin, to contribute to its energy fund, and then we match dollar to dollar from the town funds. Last year, we had a very successful year. Then all the funds go into the shore-up assistance, and we compile a list of the low-income residents who are in very need, and the funds are distributed back to the town.
And they're distributed by shore-up. It's not something the mayor and council or any administrative staff is involved with.
Yes. So this letter will be coming out very soon, and you're more than welcome to.
And Natalie, I know we review it once in a while, not every single, but if you could let me see it ahead of time just to see if there's any little tweaking that we might want to do. It's a successful letter, so I don't want
to... You normally see that letter before it goes to everybody, and then we include it in bills. It's mailed before Thanksgiving,
yeah.
So we still have time.
Before the giving season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great.
Yes. One more item. This Friday, Finance Department will be attending conference at Maryland Government Finance Officers. Basically, it's a quarterly update on economic development, revenues, taxes, cybersecurity. So we will be visiting that. That's all.
Okay, thank you very much. Next is Water Resources and Public Works Director Jane Kreider.
Good evening. I just have two short items. Just a reminder that there is a ribbon cutting tomorrow at Berlin Falls Park for the signs. If nothing else, the signs are really interesting, and they talk about all the diversity of the animal species and plant species in that local area. It'd be nice to see people out there. And then we will start reading meters next Monday and Tuesday.
And the interpretive signs are in the passive part of the park?
That's correct.
Yes. About near, adjacent to the ponds?
Yes.
Okay, great.
What time?
5:30.
Oh, that's a good time.
You know, I could just add to that. We're actually going to be meeting, you know, as you go to the passive park, and there's that little rise. The first set of signs are right there, so that's where we're going to gather, is right by that first set of signs.
Okay. Highest piece of property in Berlin, yes. That we know of. That we know of.
At the pinnacle.
At the pinnacle, yeah.
It's the only water sign.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a few things to report on. The fall season is coming. That is when we start tree trimming. We trim one third of the town per year, and we start with one circuit and try to complete it, and then we move on to the next. So after 3 years, you end up right back to where you were to begin with. We normally do that during the fall when the leaves start coming off the trees. It's a lot less to deal with as far as chipping up the trees. You're not dealing with the leaves on it. Then also at 308 North Main Street, we installed a new underground service. They were originally overhead, and the owner was renovating the house and wanted to go underground, so we installed it underground and removed the overhead. And then also at the power plant, last year, engine number two, we updated the control system from the original D-Slicks and the Woodward controls to what's called EasyGen. This year's budget, we budgeted to do number four engine. They actually started that on Tuesday, and they finished it Saturday. Wow. So number four engine has been updated to the same control system as number two. And then also at 9910 Ocean City Boulevard, there's a new house being built there. We installed a temporary service for the construction of the home. And then also at Stephen Decatur Tennis Courts, those lights were actually, the way they work over there is I had to contact the company that manufactures them, and they do what's called commission them. I turn them on, and then they remotely program them. I'm not sure where they do it from, but I was on the phone with the guy, and he had me walking through all kinds of different things. Anyway, they programmed it. It's supposed to operate from 5 in the afternoon to 11 o'clock at night. So I actually went there Friday night and tried it out, and it didn't work properly. The programming wasn't programmed correctly. So I ended up going back there on Saturday and at nighttime, and I actually turned them on by the control cabinet itself just to see what they would look like. And I will. It was kind of like Friday night lights. When you turned it on, it was just perfect. I mean, it looked really nice. So I have to get with the company and see what the glitch is with the programming. But other than that, they look really, really good. And then, like Jane said, we're going to be reading meters next Tuesday and Wednesday, and then also getting ready for the Christmas decorations for downtown. We're already talking about Christmas. It's coming. In fact, I need to talk to Jane about the tree. When is it going to go in? So other than that, that's it.
Great. Any questions for Tim? Thank you. Thank you for your report. Next is Police Chief Arnold Downing.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to go ahead and advise that our actual records management system actually has been down for the last week, playing with software vendors and hardware vendors, going back and forth to say whose fault it is. But we're asking for the patience of everyone looking for actual accident reports, our law enforcement partners for the background checks and those sort of things. We look like we're going to be online Wednesday, and we're going to have staff come in and actually backlog all the old reports that need to be put in for that 1 week period. We learned how to do everything with paper, and we still know how to do it. So, again, we passed that along, and everything will be put inside of the system. And hopefully we'll go ahead and have everything, again, online on Wednesday. Nighttime construction with State Highway is actually starting tonight. We're advising everyone to go ahead and be cautious and patient with the actual contractors and doing their work. Drive safely. Pay attention to the actual workers out there. that's going to be the big thing. Just be patient.
US
113, and we definitely are aware of 589 and its construction and how it actually has affected the town itself. And we're just telling everyone, plan accordingly, leave a little bit early, just take your time and get there safely. Last thing is Halloween and trick-or-treating are coming up. So we're going to go ahead and put on our Facebook page. It actually has been put out, you know, on the website, 5 to 7. And we want to make sure that individuals who are not participating, the police turn their lights off. And, again, everyone be safe and come out with family. Do not go ahead and allow children to come out alone.
And the main street will be barricaded off from what point to what point?
It's actually going from West Street to Tripoli.
West Street to Tripoli.
Mm-hmm. And candy scanning.
From roughly the same period of time at Town Hall.
Yeah. Great. Excellent. Any questions for the chief? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Especially for all the work you're doing to make Halloween a holiday that we that kind of chose us, right?
Tradition.
Next is Planning Director Dave Englehart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I just have one item tonight. Recently in the planning department, we've been getting numerous calls over the latest building out there at Oceans East, the elevator building, the 36-unit building, about when we were going to final it out so people could start moving in. And this is from the public. And the thing that was missing for the last several weeks was the elevator itself being certified by... It's done, but the inspections for that are done by the Maryland Department of Labor, Licensing, and Regulation. So I intended to mention that tonight, and they actually completed that certification today. And our building inspector from Middle Department Inspection Agency, Norm Cook, he follows up on that to final out the electrical inspection. So everything is fine. So now, and it's more for public consumption, so people can stop calling us. And you know, we explained this is not our holdup. I can't let people occupy the building unless there's a safe elevator or an operating elevator. And they legally couldn't operate it until they had that certification. Okay. And it's the same placard that goes inside the elevator car and gets inspected periodically throughout the year.
They start worrying when they stop calling.
Right. That's
then you know something is really wrong.
So now we'll move to all those buildings that are occupied right now. They are on temporary or contingent certificates of occupancy, which allows them to let people move in. And we did them contingent from the start on the entire complex being constructed as submitted and approved when we get to the end. So this will allow people to go ahead. And there was a lot of people telling us, well, I'm supposed to move in by November 1st. Well, see, now they'll be able to do that. So that's more for public consumption. Yeah. I wanted that, you know, maybe the press can help with that too. That's why I wanted to mention it. So
great.
They're moving along. Yeah.
Thank you. Any questions for Dave? Next is Economic and Community Development Director Ivy Wells.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. First, I'd like to say that thank you to the mayor and several other chief who helped us do a Comcast video last week. We should be wrapping that up within the next couple months for tourism. So as soon as that's ready, we will be able to put it out for public consumption. This Sunday is the last farmer's market. It's a Halloween farmer's market, so the costumes are encouraged for the kids, some of the vendors, and we have one farmer left. They have indoor hydroponic farm, so that's why they're still producing. They'll be there, and also Ghostbusters of Eastern Shore with their Ghostbuster Mobile will be there on Sunday from 9 to 1. And there'll also be some live music. As Chief said, Halloween on October 31st, I would recommend that if you wanted to see something interesting to be in front of the Atlantic Hotel at 6 p.m., on Halloween night. Also, been working with, there's a lot of business changeover going on right now, so I've been working with Tiffany over at Dreamweaver. She's hopeful that she'll be open on Halloween, October 31st. And then also Yuppie Puppy, they're diligently working in that location, and she's trying to be open by Thanksgiving. Also working with Brian Brushmiller and Toby Gilbert on their respective properties. We are in full Christmas mode already. I know everyone doesn't like to talk about Christmas before Halloween, but if we want everything to happen accordingly, we have to start talking about Christmas. So working with, going to be working with Tim and Dave and Public Works for the tree and that whole ceremony on the Friday after Thanksgiving. And I am going to be on vacation this Saturday through Tuesday. That's it for me.
Thank you. Thank you. Any questions for either? All right, thank you very much. And next is Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood.
I have nothing.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, next on our agenda is the Town Administrator's Report.
I just wanted to reiterate what the Chief was saying about candy scanning and to thank the Berlin Lionesses who are helping me do the candy scanning for a couple of hours. So, shout out to them.
Good.
Thank you.
That's good. The only comment I have is I want to again thank both Councilman Zach Tindall and Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood for being available and receiving the Berlin's Maryland Sustainable Maryland Certification. That was last week in Annapolis. And we very much appreciate you being there and representing the town. And I think it's important to let the folks know that who are involved with that DNR and all those folks that we really appreciate it. All awards are appreciated, but that's one I don't think we ever anticipated qualifying for many years ago.
We're the longest in the state.
Great.
We were the first one.
Yes, first one. That's right. Thank you very much.
Jeff and everybody did a good job on that.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, it goes back to that little thing. You're never too small to lead by example, right?
Very true.
Very good. Thank you. And next, do you have any comments for any of the council members?
I'm good.
Okay. Do we have any comments from anyone who's in attendance tonight, or questions or concerns? Okay. Do we have any comments or questions from the press?
Move to adjourn.
We stand adjourned. Thank you. Thank you for your attendance and your patience.
Here she comes.
Yep, here you go.
Yeah, everybody.
She's going to sign here. No,
she's not wasting any time because she wants to go home to that baby.
She wants to go home to that baby. So y'all sign fast.
Yeah.
Two of us use our initials.
Yeah, you can use your initials. Why not? No. Let's see. Elroy, we'll start you and then pass it along. That one's for recycling. This one's for a holiday schedule.
I
just have to print the second sheet. This one is for a fire company. Okay, this one is the, never mind, that's first reading tonight. You don't need to sign that one yet. This one is for the sandpiper. And Mary, you will be on the last page. And then this one is for fire company, which actually only has the mayor. So I'll get him to sign that one, and you're good to go.
Good to go.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll go over. And then this one's for fire company. One more. And I'll start
making
him single sided.
How far did that go?
I'll call you off because I'm coming over to get some paper.
If you're standing in the road looking at the property,
what was my problem?
What was your priority this town purpose?
Sounds like a winner.
Some of us got things to do.
Where's that other way? A little ways past it.
Yes. The reason I'm asking is the guy lives at the very end of the boat. There's some trees on the right side of this drive. So those guns are hanging out over this drive. Ranking all in the storm. And he asked me about trimming them, and